everybody. You're listening to Stuck in Traffic with Russ, the podcast I record when I'm stuck in traffic. And my name is Russ. Thanks for listening. You know, my day job requires quite a bit of driving, obviously during the day, while everyone else is driving too. And from time to time, I find myself stuck in traffic. It's at these times that I have thoughts, deep thoughts, ruminations, pontifications about the world and the way it works. Until now, I haven't really shared these thoughts with anyone. I haven't even posted them on Facebook. But I thought, why not record them as a podcast series in the hopes that maybe somebody else is having these thoughts too. And at the very least, it will help us both pass time while we're stuck in traffic. Today's thought is a simple one. What if everyone that worked at a bank or a postal service, like the post office or a UPS store, a FedEx facility, Amazon shipping warehouse, what if all of those folks worked from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m.? That's right, if I were ever elected president, and you know what, I'm 35 years old, plus, I have a few hundred views on various videos on YouTube, that should qualify me to at least run for president in 2020. So if I were ever president of these United States, one of my first declarations would be that all the banks and all postal services are now required to work from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. Well, Russ, you're thinking, what would that do? How would that change the world for the better? Well, I'll give you a couple of ways. First of all, think of how many people are driving to work at a bank or in the postage or shipping industry between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m., and then again driving home between, let's say, even 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., peak rush hours, while you're on the road, too. What if all of those people weren't on the road going the direction you were, but instead going the other way? So while you wake up in the morning, get ready, and go to work, all of those people are on the other side of the freeway driving home. And while you're driving home at the end of the day, those fine folks are just waking up and going to work. We're talking about tens of thousands of people that have to drive the other way. You know, the side of the freeway you look at longingly during those hours, because it's empty and free-flowing. If we could just evenly distribute the traffic, wouldn't that make everybody's drive a heck of a whole lot easier? I think it would. Here's another good reason why the banks and all postage or shipping services should operate between the hours of 6 p.m. and 4 a.m. How many times during your workday do you realize, oh, shoot, I have to run to the bank, or I have to run to the post office? So you got to cram it into your lunch hour, cram it into a break, or do it on your way home, when everybody else is doing that very same thing too. So now you face long lines, congested parking lots, etc. If these services were open when you got off work, all night long, you could take advantage of them at your leisure. You wouldn't have to worry about a long line, a crowded parking lot, because the place is open when you're not at work. I think it makes sense. Don't you? Now, of course, if you work at a bank or a postage or shipping facility, you're saying, now, Russ, this sucks. I don't want to work at night. Well, hey, man, the sword swings both ways. You know what I'm saying? Or in this case, the door of opportunity revolves in your favor, too. Because, one, you won't have to worry about traffic. You'll be on the opposite side of the road as everyone else. Yeah, that's perhaps a small luxury in comparison to working at night. But also think about this. As I said, so many people go to the bank or go to the post office, the UPS store, etc., during their lunch break or after work. So your peak hours of operation are when you should be taking a lunch break or when you're winding down and getting ready to go home. What if your customer base and their utilizing your services was spread out throughout your work night? So folks weren't rushing in just as you're ready to close or trying to squeeze in that package to ship during their lunch hour, creating impatience, rudeness on either side of the counter, mouthful of food. What if people just came in at their leisure during the natural breadth of your 8 to 10 hour work day? Wouldn't that make your life a lot easier? And I'll tell you this, if you're open at night, people will have to genuinely consider whether or not they're going to run those errands. Do I really need to ship this package? Do I really need to deposit this check? Maybe I should download the app, take a picture of it, and deposit it that way. Man, that would make your work life so much easier. Fewer people coming in because they don't want to wake up to go to the bank. So while you're working at night, which, if you're not a night person, kind of sucks, you can at least enjoy an easier work day. And hey, all of those things you need to do, like run to the grocery store, run to Walmart, you want to go take in a movie during a matinee hour and save a couple bucks on a ticket? Well, now you could do that with your life. You're not stuck at the bank, stuck at the FedEx Kinko's, running the assembly line at the Amazon warehouse during the peak hours everybody else is enjoying those amenities of society. Think about how much more smoothly our nation would be with that even distribution of people and man hours. Finally, of course, the banks and postage or shipping services are the most liable for danger. You know, people rob banks. People go postal. I'll tell you this. The criminals and junkies that tend to engage in that kind of miscreant behavior are usually participating in their miscreant deeds at night. So they'd have to really consider, in the midst of their high or their partying lifestyle, are we going to come to an all stop and go rob that bank today? And with so few people actually at the bank, if they decide, if they're that ambitious and they do it, fewer people are in danger and there's less people on the road hindering the cops from pursuing and capturing these bad guys. I think it's something to think about. And hey, while we're talking about going postal, why do so many people at the post office go postal? It's because of all the other people there. Pissing them off, getting under their skin, cutting in line, taking too long to ship a simple package or two. We alleviate the stress, the need to go postal, so instead, you're actually just doing things that are postal related. I think it's a simple solution. Yes, it would take some time to get used to, but as soon as we experience the perks, most significantly, of course, the easy flow of traffic, I think everybody would be on board. What do you think? Find me on Instagram at AmazingAZComics. I self-publish a mini-comic book called Amazing Arizona Comics that satirizes Arizona news, culture, and history with superhero adventure. You could find it there or at AmazingArizonaComics.com. You could also find me on the roadways of the Metro Phoenix area as I'm driving around for work on any given day. If you see a guy ranting into his phone, that may be me. And I hope that this podcast makes it a little more bearable to be stuck in traffic. My name is Russ. Thanks for listening.